This is where it all begins. That is with Christ dying for our sins and rescuing us from the darkness of evil and the power of sin. And so here at Providence Church, on a regular basis, we come to recognize that and we confess our sins week after week. Because this is a good thing that we do this. This morning I want to read just a short verse out of Matthew and make some comments about it. In Matthew 4, verse 1, we read this: "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil." This is the beginning of Christ's temptation. Just prior to this, he had been baptized, and we are at the beginning of his public ministry. He was at the River Jordan, and John the Baptist had baptized him. And then note here, it says that he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. The Greek word here actually means to be taken a hold of and to be taken up. Anago is the Greek word. And it's only used in the New Testament one time, and that's right here. And that's quite significant, because what we see here is that the Spirit came upon Christ and the Spirit took him up. Note here that it wasn't something that Christ did for himself. This is a passive verb, which means that what happens here to Jesus is not something that he did to himself. This action is done to him. By the Spirit of God, the Father takes Jesus up to the wilderness. The Father is in charge here, directing everything at this point. Just as he did with Job and Abraham and Moses and all the Old Testament saints, but now especially with his Son, the Messiah, Yeshua, the Christ, directing him in all that he does. This happens right at the beginning of Christ's ministry. And what happens once he is in the wilderness? We see that Jesus is put to the test. The Father allows the tempter to test Jesus' resolve and his commitment to carry out the calling that had been placed upon him from all eternity past. But more importantly, it was a test also of his humility. Would Jesus answer the tempter on his own strength, or do so relying on his Father in heaven? We know what he does. Jesus depends not upon himself, but he answers the test according to the words of his Father, Yahweh. And in this, Jesus displays complete humility and complete obedience. And Jesus here passed the test, doesn't he? And that's good news for us, because if he hadn't, we wouldn't be here today. The test that Jesus went through was also part of the process of growth in godliness that as a man he had to go through. You remember the scriptures say that Christ grew in wisdom. As man, that's what he had to do. As man, he had to grow in godliness and righteousness. And the same is true for all of us. And in that way, we are like Christ. We have to grow in these things. Testing is God's means of refinement. It was for Christ in his life. It is for us in our life. And if Jesus, the Son of God, had to go through it, then why are we surprised that this is the way God deals with us as well? If this was suitable for Jesus, it is suitable for us. God is in charge. He was in charge of Jesus' testing. He is in charge of the testing you and I go through. This is the means that God uses to bring us closer to him. It's the means that God used to keep his Son right next to him all the time. So what tests has God brought into your life at this time? There may be only one. You're the fortunate one. Because there's probably two or a multitude of tests that you're facing. But God is in charge of them all. Let me say this again. I don't know what your circumstance is, and I don't know what you're going through, but God is in charge of the test that you're going through. There's nothing that happens in our lives arbitrarily that's not under his sovereign care and control. And we need to know that in all that we do. Nothing comes across your path that your Heavenly Father is not in charge of and has not ordained. He is the sovereign God of Israel. He is the Father of our Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And every test that is brought to you is meant to contribute to your growth. It is meant to refine you. It is meant to make you more like His Son, Jesus Christ. And we can either treat these tests as inconveniences, as things that are unfair, or things that are too great to handle. Or we can believe this, that like Christ, the Spirit has led us up to be tested as Jesus was. In faith, this is what we need to pray. You, O Lord, have seen fit to bring me these tests. Help me to see your hand in all of them. Help me to turn and trust in you in the midst of the turmoil I am going through. Help me to obey you through it all. And may you be my refuge and my strength in a time of trouble. Let's confess our sins together. Let's put our hope and trust in Christ alone. Father, we thank you that you are the sovereign God who created heaven and earth, and that you ordain all things that come to pass, including the hairs that fall from our heads, so it obviously includes the tests that you bring into our lives, that you bring us up to. We pray that you would forgive us for being so cloudy in our thinking and so dull in our mind that we can't stand back and see and accept and trust in your work in our lives. Life is difficult, Lord, and you know that. You know that because you became man and you suffered the difficulties of life many greater than we ever go through. And yet your Father was with you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for being with us. We pray that you would forgive us for not trusting us and finding you to be our refuge and strength in our time of trouble. May we hold on to you, Lord, now, more than ever before, tighter and tighter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For our confession of faith today, we're going to say the Nicene Creed together. It's in the songbook on the first page, if you want to open that up.
I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, from whom all things were made, who for us men have